Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What? Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Don't like this camera angle. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
I think you look great.
Thank you. I just, you know, Matt Nathanson is in a little later. I'm going to just go like this. There's a picture of me in the overhead there. You can watch people walk by the window. I can't have that. I can't really have that up. You know how you have like a picture of yourself? Like you can take your picture out of a Zoom meeting. But yeah, I'm not, you know, right. You can just not have it and just look at everybody else, which is, you know, because I find it distracting. I just wind up like looking at my neck and looking at my hair. I'm like, I don't get that out of there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. When I'm in that little teeny thing. Okay. So I, you know, I'm just very self-conscious because Matt's coming in. And as you know, I've blown it with Matt before. So I need to
but today,
be on my best behavior.
It's going to go different.
Swimmingly. Okay. We're rewinding to yesterday as we were living. Now, Vinny has been suffering. I'm going to say something right now. You're a hero. You are a hero, Vinny. You have been coming into it. And because I believe at this point, I'm going to just go out on a limb and say you're not contagious. And that's because that's how I really need it to be.
I need it to be that way, too.
Sitting by you. So you've been really sick. And people, if you're listening carefully, you're hearing the coughing.
Yeah, you hear it. I don't feel sick. This is whatever this is, the remnants of the cold, the cough that I still have. It's profound. I'd rather not talk about it, but I do know you're working towards something. The truth is, yeah, this sucks, man. I'm bummed. I'm over it. I'm so bored with it. Ugh. And I know you're bored with it. And no one should have to be around it. And I went out to a meeting yesterday with our new guy, Joe, and just at one point went, I'm so sorry, excuse me, and went out to the sidewalk and just had to cough. And when I came back in, the security guard goes, you okay, man? And I was like, yeah, I'm okay. But I just thought, no one wants me around. You can't have a coughing guy around.
We COVID's are only a little sensitive to that, yes.
We're only a few years removed from having been trapped in our house. So it's definitely something I'm aware of. And so absolutely, at this point, when I got home yesterday, I just went, I can't go back in there. I can't be coughing like that around people.
Right.
Sucks.
Well, and the thing is, we're trying to do a workaround so that we can have Matt Nathanson in here and have you not be coughing on him. Because while we get it, we've been watching, we've seen the whole story of the coughing.
Mm-hmm.
He's walking into a closed room and going, I'm sitting next to a guy who's hacking his lungs. I'm like, it just doesn't work.
Oh, he's got a tour.
Yeah, yes, he does. An extensive one without a lot of breaks all summer long.
Yep.
So Matt's coming in today. And so we're trying to figure out our camera angles and have a nice, because I'm sure we're going to want to post some of this.
All extra pretty today?
I you know what? I kind of forgot about it. Ooh. And then until the like this morning, I was like, ah, you know what I'll do? I'll throw on my Def Leppard T-shirt because, you know, he and I have this whole like 80s band thing going on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Didn't he do like a, he did a cover album
yeah.
of.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was all Def Leppard or was it some
other. Well, he loves a lot of 80s, you know, that Hessian metal stuff, but I think he did do an entire Def Leppard album.
Yep.
Which one did he do? Does it say?
The one with Hysteria, Pour Some Sugar on
so
Me.
So Hysteria.
That's the one.
That's incredible. He's incredible.
Well, maybe we'll rock some of
those songs out today. He's going to have his guitar and we'll.
I would love to hear that.
So, anyways, when I woke up this morning. You know, I'm having a problem with my hair, too.
Why?
Well, do you know...
Are you trying to do the Sarah Kawaguchi thing?
No, I did try. I was experimenting with it this morning, but I couldn't do it.
Nobody knows who that is. Who are you talking about?
Rewind. So, I got my hair cut for $40. I don't know. When was that? 6 months ago. Walked in, found a guy, gave me a cut. And I went, yeah, you know, what do you expect for $40? It's fine. So, Vinny...
Yeah.
Do you know who Gossamer is? You might not know him by name, but if you watch the old Bugs Bunny cartoons,
yeah.
There's a character who looks like a big furry heart. He's like a monster.
I do know who that is.
Okay,
yes.
So that's Gossamer.
I don't know that guy by name though, you're right.
But he's a big furry red dude and his hair is almost heart-shaped the way his hair. So my hair right now it's like if bangs length hair was growing out all the way around your head. So I've got this sort of like, when I don't do anything with it, I've been pulling it up and pulling it back and clipping it in and doing little fun piggy tails and all this stuff. Just because these chunks of hair, they divide themselves in the middle and then they puff up to where I look like Gossamer.
Mm.
I just have this like funky, weird look.
I've never once looked at you and thought of Gossamer.
Because as soon as I started looking in the mirror and go, Jesus, she looks like Gossamer. The big red thing with the weird puffy hair. It's just, I don't know. I'm hoping that when it gets a little longer, it'll be heavy enough that it'll start to lay flat. But right now it's very like Carol Brady with a grown out shag. It's just, I'm so not into my hair right now. Although I do like putting up the little pigtails. That's fun. It's a good placeholder for now. So this morning, I'm just battling. First of all, I remember, oh God, Matt Nathanson is on today. So I'm like, okay, I'll put on a Def Leppard shirt. It's really the only thing I can rally to at this point. Just want to, you know, be there and have fun. And then I start trying to do my hair and it's just not happening. And I fingers crossed he'll just be like, oh, I haven't seen you in a while. And then look away and start playing guitar.
Well,
it'll be perfect.
I do think that we like to impress people that we like.
Yep.
And so I
yes.
do understand exactly what you're talking about. But you can always lean into the fact that you're both married and you're...
And then I've given up. Is that...
Well, that you're just going to do your radio show and then he's going to move on with his life and then you won't see him again for another year. Then we'll see him at Winterland next year or something like that.
Okay, so
Yeah, you're fine. I don't know what you're being crazy over nothing. I know you really like him, but I think you look.
I'm trying to give you just a little glimpse of my little dumb inner world.
And you looked great. I really thought, wow, she's extra pretty.
Oh, that's very sweet. Thank you. That helps me.
So I don't. Yeah, I think you're being crazy. He's going to come in and be like, hot as ever.
He will be hot as ever.
No,
he looks
you
good.
Will he's... be. Your he'll say about you, she's hot as ever.
Yeah, I was looking through his Instagram, and he's got some haircut pictures up there, and some. Yeah, he's got big hair too.
He does.
I'm looking at this one picture. It's clearly a throwback because he's got long hair and it's tied up in a man bun, and he's like heckling someone in the audience. You know how he does sort of a comedy show.
Yeah,
yeah. He's a fun follow on Instagram. You know, he's got it figured out, too. We're talking about Matt
Nathanson.
Matt Nathanson
does, yeah.
Yeah, he's, if you follow him, just Matt Nathanson, all one word, on two T's. Nathanson, on Instagram. And he has links to, like, where I have links, and I think most people, I don't really know how people set up their stuff, but there's those circles that are right there, almost like your highlight things that you've... You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know anything about those, but I know what you mean.
Story highlights, yes. So what he's got is when you click one of them, it just pops up a link. It's almost like it was on his story, and then there's just a link like to music info. Like,
oh.
Buy my music.
Oh, okay.
Listen to me on everything on Spotify,
it's his business
on
page.
Apple. Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's unbelievable. He's got tour information, merch, a mailing list, song notes. I'm like, man, this guy's got it going on. You know, he never really did drop off of Instagram. Like, he went pretty hard during the pandemic. Do you remember? He was doing those Wednesday or Tuesday live concert things.
A lot of people did that, yeah.
It was great. Just a way to stay busy and not go crazy, because I think that touring musicians suffered as much as anyone. That's just like, okay, well, welcome to 3 years of no money.
Well, and there are also people who don't sit still well either. Mm-hmm. So that's no money is also bad. But that whole being trapped in the house board or whatever you say all the time.
Or in the house and I'm in the house board.
That one. Yeah, I mean, I know Franti was going crazy. I know that he's a dude who tours. That's what he does.
He was really productive too during the... I mean, that's... Uh-huh. There it is. There were people who fell off the deep end and people who said, I better get busy. I better start doing things.
And then there were people who leaned right into it and went, this is amazing. Mm. I love being home and I'm never going back out again.
Right.
And they're still having... Now they're like, I can't leave.
Yeah. I feel a little bit of that. I feel like I got 2 extra years with my kids. And I've, appreciated that. And we were really lucky, though, because we were able to work from home. Like, thankfully, between Bryn and our engineering department, we were dialed. It was good.
Well, it was good. But I would say that we've been through some difficult times in the world while broadcasting. Certainly, you think of 9/11, right?
Sure.
But, having no new, like, this is basically a current events based show.
Yes.
And
what
we
happened
were
yesterday?
Stuck in
COVID another, was the only thing there was to talk
right,
about.
Day 21, month 6, like just
nothing but. Right.
So we were it wasn't fun.
I can't even remember how we filled the days.
We did what we had to do.
And there were like, wasn't like we could anyone could go do anything, because that's, half the fun of the show is like some horrible thing happens to you or some funny thing or whatever experience you have. You're like, oh, this sucks, but it's going to be great on the air tomorrow. Like, your whole life is sort of angled toward that. And when you don't leave, it's like, well, you know what I did yesterday? I wiped down 4 bags of groceries. Woo!
Yay.
My arm's so sore. I just, wow. And go ahead.
So listen to this. Yeah, I mean, let's not relive it. It was awful. So I went out to... There's a new guy in our building.
Yes.
His name's Joe, and he's one of the managers here. And I don't know him from the business, but he's been around.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So
yep.
So you talked to him too, right?
Yeah,
so you probably have heard some of this stuff. So I'm talking to him yesterday. This is a guy who's been in the Bay Area a long time. He started and used to work at... He was one of the main guys at Christina's favorite radio station when she was a kid, Hot 97.7 in San Jose.
Funny.
So he was the guy that was doing all this, pure high energy?
Is that what it is? High energy?
Stevie B. Sorry. Remember all those? That was her stuff. Those were her jams.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hot 97. So I was, he's telling me about, started Hot 97. And did he tell you he used to do stand up?
I don't think so. No.
Yeah.
That's fun.
He was a DJ. He used to do stand-up. I'm sitting here going, if you just talk to people, the stories that fall out of them are amazing. Like, Jesus. He ran the station that my wife grew up on. Classic. Now, then it became the simulcast of K-Fog, and then I don't know what they do to it now.
Things change. It is true. Yeah.
But anyway, I just thought it was a really interesting time. And other than the fact that I was like, I just need to go get cough medicine, it was really nice to hear his story. And I just thought, man, guy's been around. He's done some stuff.
His name's Joe Cunningham. I wonder if people would recognize the name from
maybe
like the old.
He was also, And I say this with respect and rest in peace, but he was very close to JV.
Yes.
So he was someone that they came up together. So I was definitely, you know, hearing that and thinking, yeah. Geez, that's rough, because obviously it was a loss for him and a lot of people in the Bay Area. But anyway, it was just cool to talk to the guy, and he's clearly someone who's been around, and it's exciting. It's neat.
Hey, and that actually reminds me about your, you know, 2-minute coughing spell out on the sidewalk. We're very concerned. You got new medicine? Any changes? Have you feeling
it's
any
not,
better?
It's I'm doing better, and I think I'll have some better control over it today. And I certainly have my handy
coughing
face towel.
Right.
Yeah. So I'll keep that off the air as best I can, and I did take the medicine. It's not like this incredible
miracle cure.
It's not a miracle, but it helped. I got some sleep last night, so I feel good, and I'm excited to do a show and hear you
woo.
And Matt Nathanson's coming in.
Yeah, in. Haven't had a lot of guests in.
No, it's going to be great. I look forward to. I know that, you know, with me sort of out of the mix, I'll get to sort of watch and see you two flirt and do your thing. And I hope you do some songs, too.
That'd be funny. Yeah.
Why would that be funny? It's not funny. That'll be entertaining.
I said fun. It'll be fun.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, it's just fun. You know me. I love to sing.
Yeah.
And I'm in, you know, I'm in good voice these days because I've been practicing real hard for my gig next week.
So you're going to sing today with Ben. What song?
I don't know.
What song?
It has, A, it has not been discussed. B, it probably won't happen. And C, I'm ready if it does.
Okay.
Yeah, we haven't discussed it, but you know, that'd be fun. He's fun, you know. He's easy every time he comes in. So, Matt Nathanson, sit back, relax, listen
his
to the
story,
jokes.
He's already told it, so I don't expect to go back and relive it. But the story of his childhood is it's not one of abuse, but it's very strange to think about some of the stories he tells, and you just go, "Your mom took you to a go-away boarding school, like 20 minutes from your house, like you couldn't come home."
Right. Yep. Yeah.
Who
just,
does that?
Just stay there. Well, some people's moms. You know, you were talking yesterday about a friend of yours who's being raised by a professor who was like head in the clouds, like all they cared about was their job.
She was busy with her papers and her studies and her
colleagues. That's how some
colleagues.
Parents are. Some parents are like, kids are as side effect of doing it, and they just are like, okay, well, that's a problem that here's how I've managed it. A kid is a problem.
You're here, but you can stay in this room, and I hope you do well, and let me know how things are going.
Yeah.
God,
money, I guess, check in, you know, whatever it is. Matt Nathanson made a whole life out of it, so there you go.
He's doing well for himself, isn't he?
He is, yeah. I love some of the imagery on his Instagram. He's got this song, Map at the Mall, and he's been promoting it for a while, so he'll go and be playing it in front of different garages. And you can tell it's San Francisco because the ground will be super tippy, and you know how the garages are.
Map at the Mall?
Yeah, Map at the Mall. That's a song that it's been out for about a month, and we're playing it here at Alice. In fact, I talked to Jane yesterday, and she's putting in a bunch of Matt Nathanson songs for us today. So we'll get to listen to a bunch of his stuff, getting all warmed up for the big adventures with him at 8 o'clock. All right, KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco, Sarah Mini, Alice's Morning Show. Here's a song. We'll be right back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.